Rebecca, have you been here the whole time since the last show? Don't tell me you haven't left the studio.
No. You said there's a young girl and an old witch in the picture.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The young girl is obvious, but I have been trying to figure out where the witch is. Oh, dear. Does the girl's chin make the witch's nose? And the girl's color makes the witch's chin? This is incredible.
Well, there you go. You finally got it. It took you a while, but you got there. And I can see, yeah, this work of art definitely surprised you. But, you know, we do have to move on to our next lesson. And did you brush your teeth, you know, since the last show was...
Yeah, sorry.
Okay.
You know, I was not interested in art before, but since you introduced me these interesting pieces and these amazing artists, I think I want to know more about them, which, I have to say, never happened before.
Well, she wants to learn more about art. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. And lucky you, today we are going to talk more about the artist Moritz Cornelis Escher.
So let's do that.
Let's go ahead and read through the article.
Reading. M.C. Escher's Impossible Art. Moritz Cornelis Escher was born in Leeuwarden, Netherlands, on June 17, 1898. He was the youngest son of a civil engineer. During his early school years, the young Escher was often sick. He also performed poorly in most subjects other than art. In 1922, he left architecture school to travel through Italy. It was a trip that greatly impressed his artistic mind. The Italian countryside and the complex patterns on the buildings had great influence on his later work. At first, he merely sketched scenic places, but then he began to transform them. His imaginative creations warped reality. He also studied mathematical concepts and used new geometric knowledge to create his tessellations. Around the middle of the century, Escher's works caught the attention of scientists and scholars. His two-dimensional representations of infinity were able to turn complicated theory into plain drawings. Escher even published his own work, Regular Division of the Plane, which explains the math behind his art. The Dutch artist passed away in 1972, but his legacy is strong. His unique art still teaches us to look and think in new ways.
Oh, Joe, this Dutch artist is my new idol. Can you tell me more about him?
I sure can. His name is Moritz Cornelis Escher, and he was born in Leeuwarden, Netherlands. I hope I'm saying that somewhat correctly. On June 17th, 1898. So he was born a very long time ago, right at the end of the 19th century. And he was the youngest son of a civil engineer. A civil engineer is an engineer who works for the city. They will work on planning things that have to do with making a city work.
Civil 指是市民的, 公民的, 国民的, engineer 是工程师, 这指是哪一种工程师呢? Civil engineering is the planning and building of public roads, bridges, and buildings, 也是我们说土木工程。所以 civil engineer 就专门造桥啊, 铺路啊，盖大楼的土木工程师咯。So I'm the eldest daughter of a bartender,、mm-hmm. so I know one thing or two about how to make a cocktail. Asher is the youngest son of a civil engineer, so he must know something about building roads and bridges from his father.
That's very true, but he had his...bad days, as the article tells us. It says, during his early school years, the young Escher was often sick. He also performed poorly in most subjects other than art. So he was kind of a sick kid. He was sick a lot, and he didn't do well in school, except, of course, in the subject of art.
Well, at least he was good at one thing. I know some people who are good at nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Did he make good use of his talent in art?
Well, I think he did. He went to an architecture school, and then, in 1922, he left architecture school to travel through Italy. It was a trip that greatly impressed his artistic mind.So he was studying architecture at architecture school. Architecture has to do with designing buildings, of course. So he was learning how to make buildings, how to make them unique, how to make them visually appealing, and things of that nature. But then he left. He wanted to go on a trip and travel and learn about great art. And of course, where can you go to learn about great art? One of the best places to go would have to be Italy.
Asher 爸爸是土木工程师，他后来呢去念建筑相关学校。Architecture is the art of or science of designing and creating buildings. For example, in college, he studied architecture. 他在大学的时候是读建筑的。Asher 离开学校之后去了意大利。意大利是好多人蜜月一定要去的地方。蜜月不去那边怎么行呢？因为那边的建筑物都非常历史，景色非常优美。I hope I can travel through Italy someday. I would take a lot of pictures and do a lot of shopping. Shopping.
A lot of Gucci bags, I guess, would be coming back on the plane with you, definitely. Italy, known for shopping and known for art. Well, Escher wasn't there for shopping. He wasn't there to buy Gucci bags. The Italian countryside and the complex patterns on the buildings had great influence on his later work. So we're talking about the complex patterns that he saw on the buildings. Complex just means complicated. There are many different parts that go together to make the whole thing.
你有没有注意过意大利的建筑物呢？我跟比如说地中海就差很多，对不对？我们知道地中海就是蓝白色小矮房子，但意大利就不一样了。那建筑物是很精雕细琢的，所以我们刚用 complex 这个形容词来形容意大利建筑物上的图案。Complex, something complex means having parts that connect or go together in complicated ways. Say complex.Patterns on the buildings 就是建筑物上错综复杂的图案。这对 Asher 后来的作品影响很大呢。Then I should definitely go to Italy. Maybe I'll come back as a more artistic person.
Well, a lot of people go there and they become inspired by all the great works of art that they see there. So maybe that could happen to you as well.Well, now the article says, at first he merely sketched scenic places,But then he began to transform them. To sketch something just means to make a simple, basic drawing of something. You see a tree and you just draw it on a notepad or in a sketch pad, which is just blank sheets of paper that you can make rough drawings in.
还记得我们上次节目有提到 transform 就是改变的意思，所以 Asher 他的画风最早期的时候跟现在不太一样。Sketch 当动词使用的时候，其实就是 to make a quick rough drawing of something。那中文啊，通常翻译成素描、写生，就是很大略地、迅速地作画。我们可以在后面加上一个你素描画出的东西，比如说 he sketched the trees。Outside his window, 他素描出窗外的树。那这个字呢，可以当名词使用哦，表示你素描出的作品。所以刚刚说 he sketched the trees, 其实你可以说 he made 或是 he drew a sketch of the trees。动词或名词用法都可以。Asher 早期呢是先画这个风景画素描，后来才改变他的画风。I guess simply sketching scenic places is too boring for him.
Indeed. Look at what he did later. his imaginative creations warped reality. If something is imaginative, it means it uses your imagination. It uses all the power of your mind and what you can see within your mind. And he used his imaginative nature to warp reality. Warp means to twist, to greatly change, or to turn upside down what you see. So he took what was real, which we call reality, and he warped it. He changed it into something totally different.
看着 Asher 的画作，你不得不佩服他的想象力。想象啊，如果是动词的时候加 imagine，I-M-A-G-I-N-E。想象力的名词则是 imagination， 把它改成 imagination， 想象力的想象的形容词 imaginative， 在后面呢把刚刚的 t-i-o-n 改成 t-i-v-e imaginative。 文章中提到 his imaginative creations warped reality， 这是什么意思呢？其实他刚刚那个动作啊，就是 to twistOr to bend something into different shape， 也就是扭曲、扭转的意思。它充满想象力的创作，扭曲了现实。This is so cool.
Yeah, this is really cool, really different. And he also studied mathematical concepts and used new geometric knowledge to create his tessellations. He was using these new geometric knowledge. Geometric means having to do with shapes, triangles, circles, squares, octagons, any kind of shape that you can imagine. He was using this in his artwork.
你能够想象为了要画画，打算去学数学吗？ Asher 还去研读数学概念，运用新的 geometric knowledge 来创作呢。Geometric 意思就是有关几何学的，研究物体的点线面啊，形状大小等等。I didn't know you have to study mathematics to be an artist.
I didn't know that either, but I guess if you want to create incredible art pieces like Escher's, I'm afraid you have to know some math. So I guess my math teacher was right. You actually will use math in all kinds of different things. Well, around the middle of the century, Escher's works caught the attention of scientists and scholars. His two-dimensional representations of infinity were able to turn complicated theory into plain drawings. Wow, that was a long, complicated sentence. Let's start with a few different words here. Dimensional. Dimensional refers to the different dimensions. You might have heard of 3D, of course. Three-dimensional. It just means things have height, they have length, and they have depth, too. Those are three different dimensions. And of course, in the real world, everything is 3D. This table is 3D. I am 3D. You all out there are 3D too. And he was doing dimensional representations. A representation is something that stands for or represents something else. And infinity. This is another concept as well. Infinity means something goes on and on and on forever. Kind of like me right now speaking.
Okay.
It just keeps going and going and going and going and going and going and
going. This sentence is getting too long.
True.
句子上好多好多单字哦，所以慢下脚步先来看。Dimensional 这个字啊，我们说什么二 D 啊、三 D 啊，就是这个 D 咯。二 D 指就是平面有长跟宽，那三 D 呢，将高度、深度、立体感觉出来咯。哈，那再来我们看到 representation 这个字，其实它就是 a painting、a sculpture, etc. 还有你们觉得 infinity 这个字好像有一点点眼熟啊？哎，老师来提醒你 ，to the infinity and beyond 是谁的经典台词呢？是八四光年呐。飞向宇宙，浩瀚无垠。Infinity 就是无限、无穷的意思。你看 Asher 的作品，就常觉得，哎，这楼梯怎么走不完呐、啊？所以句当中 ，his two-dimensional representations of infinity， 意思就是他的二 D 的呈现无限、无穷这概念的作品。Joe, what did you say his representations were able to do？
His two-dimensional representations of infinity were able to turn complicated theory into plain drawings. If something is complicated, well, it has to do with that other word we learned, complex. It's not easy to figure out. It has many different parts or concepts that go together.
something complicated, something hard to understand or hard to explain. 所以你刚刚看到这边，哦，这好复杂哦。Asher 作品啊，之所以吸引我们，就是他的这些东西啊，是很复杂的理论哦。他可以把它弄成很简单的画作，让大家看图示就可以明白了。Wow, he's an artist, but he caught the attention of scientists and scholars.
Asher even published his own work.Regular division of the plane, which explains the math behind his art. The Dutch artist passed away in 1972. So, yeah, this is a little bit sad, right?
Hey, pass away. That's our shortcut for you today. So why don't you check it out?
Shortcut for you.
Ross, why the long face?
My dog passed away today.
Oh, he likes you to pass him balls. Where is he? I could pass a ball to him.
No, to pass away means to die.
Oh no, pass away means 与世长辞过世 I'm so sorry. I feel so terrible. How did he pass away?
He was hit by a car last week, but he passed away today as a result of his injuries.
That's so sad. My childhood cat passed away 2 years ago. I was very sad at first, but with time, it got easier.
I'm sure you're correct.
All right, welcome back. We just mentioned that the Dutch artist passed away in 1972, but his legacy is strong.
这位荷兰艺术大师虽然已经过世了，但他留给后世的 legacy， 他的留给后世的不管是金钱啊、财产这种，他的艺术作品他留下来的是很强大的。His unique art still teaches us to look and think in new ways.
All right, that brings us to the end of today's article, and now it's time for You Chat.
For You Chat.
Today's For You Chat question is, who is your favorite artist?
Joe, before reading this article, I will have to say my favorite artist is Masayuki Hayao. Gonchi Jim. He's a Japanese film director. You must have seen his movies such as Totoro.
Oh, of course. Yeah, that's a very famous cartoon.
Spirited Away.
Spirited Away, yeah. So, yeah, I think I've seen that one too.
龙猫啊，神隐少女。But after reading today's article...I may well have to put Asher's name before Masayuki Hayao. What about you, Joe?
I really like Pablo Picasso, I think, because he showed me that you don't have to show everything or depict, remember that word, everything as it actually is. You can twist shapes around and things can be abstract, meaning they can be different, they can be weird, they can be strange, because I'm terrible at drawing. I can't, if you... Put an apple on the table and say, draw the apple, it will come out looking like a rock, or it'll come out looking like something totally different. So,
you know what? I'm going to take art lessons and improve my stick people drawing skill.
Good.
Maybe one day, my name will be on the list of people's favorite artists.
Okay, well, you guys can watch for Rebecca to be coming to a gallery near you. Perhaps her work will be on display right beside M.C. Escher and will be worthmillions and millions of dollars. So keep an eye out for that. You guys can discuss this as well. Who is your favorite artist? Someday it could be Rebecca. All right, that's it for us for today for English for You. Please do join us again next time. Until then, I'm Joe.
I'm Rebecca.
Goodbye.
Bye.
M.C. Escher's Impossible Art. Maurits Cornelis Escher was born in Leeuwarden,Netherlands, on June 17, 1898. He was the youngest son of a civil engineer. During his early school years, the young Escher was often sick. He also performed poorly in most subjects other than art. In 1922, he left architecture school.To travel through Italy. It was a trip that greatly impressed his artistic mind. the Italian countryside, and the complex patterns on the buildings had great influence on his later work. At first, he merely sketched scenic places, but then he began to transform them. His imaginative creations warped reality. He also studied mathematical concepts and used new geometric knowledge to create his tessellations. Around the middle of the century, Escher's works caught the attention of scientists and scholars. His two-dimensional representations of infinity were able to turn complicated theory into plain drawings. Escher even published his own work, Regular Division of the Plane, which explains the math behind his art. The Dutch artist passed away in 1972, but his legacy is strong. His unique art still teaches us to look and think in new ways.
Vocabulary Review. Architecture. If you are interested in designing buildings for a living, you should study architecture. Complex. Chess is a popular game, but it is too complex for most people to play it well. Sketch. The girl took out a pen and paper to sketch an idea for a dress she had just thought of. Imaginative. This imaginative designer is popular because his products are like no others. Representation. This painter's representation of a bull shows it as a strong and fierce animal. Complicated. Bianca thought her math homework was too complicated for her, so she asked for help.